Hello and welcome. This is itrustgodonly.com, and the title is Hosea, Prophecy for the United States and England. In the book of Hosea, it is talking about a nation that God had blessed, and then the people turned their back on God. And so, God slowly started removing his blessings from this nation. Even though it is written in the Old Testament, and at the time when God was talking to Israel and his wife, who he refers to as Jerusalem, the United States and England have to understand that they are sister nations of Israel and that God had blessed them. Since these two nations have whored around and committed adultery against God, God will remove his blessings from these nations unless they turn back to them. When God talks about stripping her to expose her nakedness, he is talking about the corruption, immorality, and all the things that are an abomination to God. God will expose all these things to all the other nations, and it will cause great embarrassment to these two nations. Next, God will cause economic troubles for these two whores. He will cause them to be no longer self-sufficient, which makes any nation vulnerable to the nations they are dependent upon. Any nation that is not self-sufficient, as it once was, is doomed to fall. Any nation that rebels against God will feel his wrath. When God refers to not loving her children, he is talking about the people of these nations, the people who have turned their backs on him. God then states that the nations will no longer acknowledge that all the blessings that were bestowed upon them came from God. Man seems to get carried away with prosperity, like it's always going to always be there. So, then man will take advantage of God's blessings and engage in self-indulgence, sometimes to the extreme of total drunkenness. This is where man then practices insanity and becomes a slave to the world, material things, worshiping many gods or idols, and those gods are material things, money, the flesh, other people, etc., etc. Since these nations have become an abomination to God, he then starts to withdraw his blessings to expose their debaucheries, corruption, and immorality that these once mighty nations practice. The shame of these nations will be displayed to their lovers, and they will turn their backs on them. These nations that are so drunk from the fruit of the vine, the nations that had forgotten God, the nations that became corrupt from their greed, are falling down. So blind they are from their pride that they can't even see the destruction and doom that awaits them. The nations that chose to court their lovers over God, so ungrateful for the many blessings that God had bestowed upon them. That is why God is punishing these two nations economically with terror and terror that isn't even there, weather, and so on. There are things that these two nations have not seen yet, but are sure to come. And until these nations are cleansed of their impurities, and until the evil and wickedness have vanished, will God return and bring prosperity with him. If one looks hard enough and does a little research, they will see these things unfold before their eyes. These two nations, the United States and England, have entered the point of no return. If you want protection from the curses that are going to be, then turn to God before it's too late. God doesn't speak just one time. History does repeat itself. God will not abandon those that love him. Thank you, and may God bless you.